It's Tuesday, September 14th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is fighting for his political survival in today's recall election. It's unknown if the results will be clear when the polls close tonight. The deadline for mail-in ballots is another week. Recent polls show Newsom fighting off almost four dozen candidates who want to replace him, including frontrunner conservative talk show host Larry Elder. President Joe Biden campaigned for Newsom in Long Beach, California last night. He also made stops in the state and in Idaho to highlight the dangers of this year's wildfire season and to talk about climate change. It's his first trip to the West Coast since he took office. Supporters of the people charged with the January 6th insurrection are planning a rally in Washington, D.C. Saturday. Intelligence suggests there is potential for violence. New surveillance cameras were installed around the Capitol, and an 8-foot-high security fencing will return. The man accused of shooting toward a protest in downtown Portland last month will appear in court today. 65-year-old Dennis Anderson of Gresham opened fire during a protest. Portland police say a second gun was also possibly fired during this incident. Anderson faces charges of unlawful possession of a firearm and unlawful use of a weapon. Dozens of bullet casings littered the street after a shooting in Northeast Portland's Park Rose neighborhood. It was reported at around 4:20 Sunday morning near Northeast 95th and Prescott. No one was hurt, but at least four apartments and five vehicles were hit by bullets. Police say more than 100 casings were found at the scene. Looking ahead next week, the Broadway Bridge will be closed to all traffic. That means cars, bikes, and pedestrians, and that's next Monday through Wednesday for repairs. The closure is from 6 in the morning to 6 o'clock at night, so make sure you plan ahead. The Steel Bridge is the nearest crossing for commuters. Make sure to check out all the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by downloading and subscribing wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow.
So the wildfire is already tough to deal with, but when you factor in a strong wind and then the ongoing dry conditions, it really makes it extra tough.
First, there was fire.
Helicopters are dropping water on the White River. Fire.
Then ice.
Trees and limbs just toppled to the ground.
Then heat.
This record-breaking temperature and heat broke our roads across Portland.
There is no doubt.
There is no doubt.
The climate in the Pacific Northwest is changing.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
But how are our recent extreme weather events connected to climate change?
What climate change is contributing to is basically an increased frequency, duration, and severity of these extreme events.
And what do we stand to lose if we don't do something about it now?
You know, these small decisions that we all make in our day-to-day lives, they do really have consequences. They have impacts. They add up.
They add up.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the COIN Podcast Network.